Alrighty, you guys. Thanks again for tuning in to this Upsell show. I am your host, Seven Murdoch, exposing the good, the bad, and the ugly in all things real estate right here at KPPF with the one and the only Chris Frankmont, Guaranteed Rate. That was a cute little thing you just did there, Chris. today, we want to go ahead and chat with you guys a little bit about conforming loan limits. They just took a huge increase in what that means for you as a buyer or even as a seller. Chris, you want to go ahead and dive in?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, there was talk about this the last couple months. Some lenders, including ourselves, were already lending based on some anticipated raised limits conventional loans. I know you can't deliver them until January, but everyone was doing it. So we were operating off of a projection of that loan limit raising to at least $625,000. It just officially got announced.
Which loan limit?
So this is the conforming loan limit. We'll talk about what
the
that means. So that limit's now going to be $647,200. So what that means is that conventional loans in regular priced areas, which we are here in Colorado Springs, the loan can go up to $647,200 before it becomes a jumbo loan. So if you're putting 5% down, the standard minimum down payment on a conventional loan, that translates to a purchase price of essentially $681,000. So $681,000 on the purchase price, 5% down.
I just did the math.
And you can still be on a non-jumbo loan. So, I mean, that is incredible.
That's huge.
It was only like 6 years ago that we were at 417. And I remember the next year it went up. It only went up to 424. So to think how fast it's increasing now is pretty crazy.
I mean, in this past
crazy.
Year, like doing 5% down, single family owner occupied conventional, like your purchase price capped out at 575 doing 5% down.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. We were, the limit was 548,250 for 2021. And now it's going all the way to 647,200. So an 18% increase. The year before, it only increased 7.5%.
Price point homes are going to be feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big deal. You know what? This creates opportunity for a lot of buyers. There's buyers that now it's going to extend their maximum qualification because jumbo loans are a lot more strict. Once you get above that threshold, you need a bigger down payment. You need to be better qualified. Yeah. So a lot of people are restricted as their max being that the conforming loan limit.
Right.
So now that that's going up, it's going to create new opportunity. The other opportunity it can create is for buyers who recently purchased using a jumbo loan. And now they can refinance into a conforming loan. And that might drop the rate significantly. You know, there were some really good jumbo rates this past year, so maybe not. Maybe they're still in a good situation. But there's plenty of people who could have bought and had to finance $630,000 last year and now could refinance that into a regular loan.
So you're just trying to get everyone's refinance.
That's right. Call me.
Okay. What's your number, Chris?
719-337-3021.
There you go.
No, but it really is. It's a huge deal. It's going to help people buy higher priced homes. It's going to help people qualify for more and help some people get into some better financing options that purchased previously. So definitely a big deal.
So that's limits, conventional though.
Yep, that's conventional. And again, that is just for
El Paso.
Yeah, regular, we call it the I can't remember the official term, but the regular priced areas. That's 80-85% of the country. Higher priced are going even higher. I think the highest limit right now is like $977,000 for next year. Almost $1 million in the really high cost areas. So pretty
tells
incredible.
You what our dollar's doing.
Right. So these limit increases, they're based off of appreciation rates. They look at Q3 from that year. So they looked at Q3 from 2021 and look at some different appreciation rates across the country and have a whole formula that they use that spits out these new limits. So it just shows how much more appreciation there's been when the increase went from 7.5% to 18%. From the 2020 to 2021 and now 2021 to 2022.
Inflation's a crazy thing.
I know. Yeah, it is. It is a real risk and fear. The Fed just talked about that the other day, about it being a larger concern than initially anticipated that's going to linger. And
the inflation rate?
Yeah, the inflation. And I think kind of a joke
what?
A few months ago. They said it wasn't much of a concern, and all the rest of us were like, yes, it is. And
right,
now
because they're
like, okay,
everybody
yes,
stay calm.
Right. And that's what's always so hard is, a big part when you're looking at market behavior is expectations. And so sometimes that communication from them is trying to set expectations appropriately to not cause a massive reaction in the market.
Yeah.
So some people get, as an economist, I respect it because I understand the impact. I think some people are like, oh my gosh, they're liars. And I'm like, no, they're actually just trying to appropriately set expectations. Doesn't mean they do it perfect. They don't always do it right. I've got qualms with a lot of things that they do, but I do respect that they take that into consideration and they were trying to set proper expectations, but now they're starting to show the real story, and you're right, inflation's a bit out of control.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you have money sitting in your bank account right now, that's a sad day, man.
Right? It's disappearing. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Talk to us and we'll show you how to put it into real property.
Yeah, and get all that rental income too. I love rentals because, I mean, they make you money seven different directions, but
no doubt.
Just saying. Anyways, what else do you have for...
FHA limits also increased.
Okay.
And so that's a big deal as well. Now, all of these guys, there's different limits for 1, 2, 3, 4 unit properties. We're just talking one unit. So obviously the most common.
Right.
Not that we don't see the others, but no reason to go over that info now unless that's your specific scenario.
If you have questions on multi-unit, just call Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll go over the details on those. So for single unit for FHA, the new loan limit is $420,000 and some change. $426,800. Wow. So that's great. With 3.5% down, that essentially is a purchase price of $436,000. It's actually like $435,937. So you're bringing an extra $63 from your minimum down payment, but hey, let's just call it $436. So that's awesome. This past year, $407 was the purchase price that translated to staying at the minimum 3.5% down. So got an extra $30K of purchase price available to our FHA buyers now. Just a reminder, that is a base loan limit. It is not a purchase price limit.
Yep.
We talked about previously, FHA, you can buy as high as you want. It's just the loan can never go up anymore.
Right.
And so if you want to buy higher than 436, you're just putting that money down. You buy it 450.
You're making up the difference.
You're putting down that 14 grand and that what that 3.5 would have been. So, you got to make up the difference to get to that, that base loan limit.
What about VA?
VA. So VA has not officially announced yet.
Why? That's rude.
No, they're always the last ones. Every single year, they have followed suit with the conforming limit. So there is zero reason to believe that they wouldn't. But we'll see. They usually announce around the first week of December, so hopefully in the next week or so. But they have not officially said yet that they'll be following the conforming limit. Assuming they do, it will be the same. Now, a reminder on VA. VA did eliminate the limit on entitlement in early 2020.
What is entitlement?
So entitlement is part of your VA benefits. They call it your VA entitlement towards a home loan. It's essentially the portion the VA will guarantee of that home loan. And that's why you don't need mortgage insurance, because the VA is guaranteeing this portion based on your entitlement. And so prior to 2020, if we were looking at a loan above the conforming limit, it would require a down payment. So we're going to use some fake limits and fake numbers to make the math a lot easier. But let's just say the limit.
Way to keep it real, Chris. Right.
Well, we're going to make it easy math to follow. So let's just say the limit 2 years ago, before 2020, was $500,000. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to buy a house that was $540,000, that's 40 grand above the limit, you had to put down 25% of that additional amount. So you took 25% of that 40 grand that's above 500, you had to put down $10,000 in that scenario.
Okay.
In 2020, when they eliminated that, now if you don't have any other VA loans, which is the big key, you could fully finance that $540,000. You don't have to put down that 10 grand. You're only limited by your qualification. Now, some lenders still have overlays, their own rules requiring down payments. For guaranteed rate, last year, initially when that happened in 2020, we would go up to $1 million fully financed. Then they went to $1.5 million. There are some credit score requirements for that.
Really? For VA?
Now we're up to $2 million. So we'll go $2 million fully financed. Again, VA doesn't have a rule. That's our own rule. But a lot of places up over $1 million are requiring 5% down.
Okay.
We're not all the way to $2 million, which is phenomenal.
Oof.
Now, a really important point that I alluded to earlier, because that limit still exists for VA. And the reason there's still a limit is for when you have multiple VA properties. If you just have one, you got all your entitlement, you're only limited by qualification. But let's say you bought a house with your VA loan, you kept it as a rental, it's still in a VA loan, and now you want to buy another. That's where the limit really comes into play.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm going to simplify this a little bit for sake of explaining it, because the funding fee comes into play, but really close, you can essentially, the prices of the house can total that limit. So if we bought a house for $247,200, to make my math nice and easy, 5 years ago, and we still own that house, and now we want to go use another VA loan. Well, the new limit, assuming they follow suit, is $647,200. You already bought one for $247,200. If you subtract that off, that means you can fully finance another house to about $400,000. After that, you're putting down 25%, just like it used to be. So if you're buying a house at $440,000, you're putting down 10 grand. So that limit is still important for VA, but only when you have multiple properties.
Okay.
And again, guys, I mean, rough numbers, that's not exactly how it would, the math would work out, but pretty close.
You didn't get your calculator out quite yet. Well,
the VA fund, if someone was exempt from the funding fee, that would be accurate. That's but if true. They're not, the funding fee goes in the loan amount, that counts towards entitlement. Yeah. So that's why the numbers would be slightly different.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the VA is such an incredible loan to be able to have.
Oh, it's the best.
I mean, really.
I always say I wish I would have gone back and done 4 years just so I had access to it. Or
no doubt.
Done time in the reserves, the guard. I still consider it just because it's such a phenomenal
loan. Can't imagine someone telling me what to do. I'd be like, no, not just, today. Or,
you have to be here at this time every time. I mean, I was 8 minutes late today. I would have been running miles and doing push-ups. So, no, that would be, that would be a struggle for me. You'd be in such
great shape.
Oh, I know. That would be good for me, huh? Don't say that too loud. My wife might sign me up for boot
Kelsey
camp.
Kelsey would be like, wow, Chris.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I was in great shape. So maybe I do need to go to boot camp.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, I mean, thank you for that. And honestly, you guys, when it comes to looking at these increases in loan limits, what that means for our market as a whole, and I would say probably in the higher price points, you know, those properties that were previously right around that 575 threshold or whatever that might be for, you know, VA or FHA, because 575 last year was kind of where you cut off 5% down conventional. That's where we're going to see a huge benefit in opening your buyer pool up. For those lower price points, I would venture to say that the market's probably going to stay fairly the same, if not maybe even slow down just a tad because interest rates have gone up, and your buyer pool is still essentially the same as it kind of was, maybe even a little bit less because interest rates have increased just a tad. But if you're sitting in those higher price points where you're right on the cusp of, you know, getting into the waters of a jumbo loan, that's where we're going to see a massive benefit to these conforming loan limits increasing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you would sure suspect that basic supply and demand, that now houses priced between that 407 or 400 to 440 mark are going to see an influx of buyers, FHA buyers that couldn't afford them before because of the loan limit,
right,
but had no problem qualifying. We have a lot of FHA buyers like that. They're limited 100%. By the loan limit. So there's now a larger pool of buyers for that 407 to 436 range. There should be an increase in demand there. And then absolutely on the top end, at 575 all the way up to like 681 now, a whole 100 grand range there, there's going to be a lot of buyers that will now qualify in that pool.
Right.
I mean, just when we saw these limits, we talked to the team this morning about we need to go look at all of our qualified buyers and go update people. Hey, you're going to be closing after this date, then you're going to be able to go higher now. And so it really should. It should be larger buyer pools in really those two sections, that 407 to 436, and that 575 up to about 681 price points.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, even when I go to list properties in a higher price point, if they're kind of close to or right on that cusp, you know, like I comp the property out and they come in at like 580 or 590, I'm like, hey guys, you might want to list at 575,
right,
you know, just to keep that buyer pool open. And I'd say half the battle when it comes to selling your property is just getting buyers in the door, right? You want a qualified, motivated, capable buyer walking through your property. And once they're inside, you know, that's when they start envisioning their couch being right here and that family photo being right there and so on and so forth.
You're right. I think that to get in the house, you kind of have to be able to check the boxes, the fact boxes. Will
totally.
It work for financing? Will the payment work? Will all this work? And once they're in, then it becomes a little bit more.
How much more do we want to pay for this house?
Right? And you're right. There's more people that are going to be able to check those boxes now.
Yeah.
Price point and get in the door.
100%. That's really cool. And how are interest rates looking right now?
Yeah. You know, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster as always. I mean, the with the new COVID strain being announced, we saw rates drop back down there for a couple days.
Yay!
Then there was the comments about inflation and it pushed them right back up. I mean, it's been up and down, back and forth like it's been for a while now. Realistically, we're holding fairly steady to where we've been the last couple of months. So,
okay.
And that where that really is just a hair below where the lowest we've ever been pre-COVID. So we are still lower than we'd ever been 2 years ago. 2 years ago right now,
which is
rates have never been this low.
Ballpark.
So VA, FHA, I mean, if you've got good credit, you're still looking at the mid to high twos.
Okay.
You know, we were in the low twos there for a while. Now mid to high twos with good credit. Conventional, you're in the high twos, low threes. Crazy.
Free I know. Money. I just closed on a house too.
Free money. That's oh, really? Wild.
I did. Up in the mountains.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, yeah, I know. Thank you.
I must have missed the text message.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Nice, awesome, congrats.
Yeah, it'll be a fun project. It's definitely a lot of work. It's functionally obsolete.
Oh, really?
My property.
Is it which, like no for power, those of no you, water?
No. Functionally obsolete is like... the floor plan doesn't make sense. It's a nice way of saying the floor plan is screwed up. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go in there. Yeah.
Nice.
A ton of work. And yeah.
Well, that usually means you can create some equity. So good for you.
Yeah. I just, you know, I don't know if I'm going to like, I always like to say I'm going to keep this property until the day right. I die. But the reality is I end up selling it pretty immediately after. I think I'm going to end up selling maybe my other house that I have now that's going to be an Airbnb. I might sell that one because I'm looking at it, and I haven't owned this house for a full 6 months. And Chris, this is why I didn't use you to fund the loan.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah. if you sell your property like before 6 months, okay, just so you guys know, your lender that helped you fund your loan and obtain that loan has to pay back their commission. Okay, so you're pretty much a total jerk if you do that. So
yeah, it's called an early payoff penalty. And you're right. It's really close to 6 months. Has to do with when it goes to the investor, but it ends up being really close to that 6 month mark. And it's definitely a bummer when it happens. You know, it's sometimes I get it. Life happens. Yeah. People tell us and it's all good. It's life. You can't control it, but it does hurt. I think we had one that was funding like 3 days before it was up. And I'm like, can you just push closing
please,
3 days?
Please,
and they're like, no, I'm good. And you're like, oh, all right, cool. Great. All of our hours of work for nothing. So.
Yeah. And see like with this property, like this mountain property, because you know, it meets my needs and like what I'm wanting and everything. But I don't know how long I'm going to keep it, you know, and it just depends on how much equity I build in it and how quickly that happens. But like, you know, the one house that I just kind of finished bringing up to speed and renovating and everything else to build out into an Airbnb, I'm looking at it and I have like 90 grand of equity just sitting there, just sitting there. And I could sell it to a client tomorrow and pay zero commissions on it. Right. And so like, you know, the mountain
maybe you should
house.
Just look at a HELOC to access that equity.
Yeah, but why would I pay to borrow my own money? You know, because then I can keep the asset and it's appreciating.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's one thing I love about houses is, I mean, house rates are so low right now. I've got my primary, it's at like a 2.5%. Normally, that's such cheap money. It's free money in my mind. I would never pay it down, except that is such an easy way to access your cash again. You know, you go pay your car down quicker. I mean, yeah, you could technically refi your car and access cash, but it's not very practical.
Yeah.
Versus a HELOC, you pay that house down, you open a HELOC, you can re-access the cash you just used at still a really cheap rate and low rate. Now, it's not like you want to use a HELOC for anything and everything, but in terms of having one for an emergency fund or having one when you need funds available, you find this perfect house and you got to buy it for 200 grand cash. Yep. You have a 200 grand HELOC that you could use. And I just had another agent looking at a property up in the mountains that had no water, no electricity. Nobody would finance it. The only option was essentially to try to do a land loan. He couldn't quite qualify for that. And so, you know, that's an instance where if it was me, I would just draw on my HELOC and buy it, put in the water and electricity, and then refi it to a regular loan.
Yeah.
I actually found him a hard money guy that could get it done. So that was great. Woo-hoo! That's willing to do it. I know. 50% down. They're getting it done for him. So
that's awesome.
Very exciting. But that's what I tell you is I get it. I get like paying interest on kind of your own money. But HELOC rates are low. The interest-only payment's low. And so I still like to use that.
I just don't even know if I could get a HELOC on this property because I haven't even really owned it for 6 months.
So I got a great place. I don't know if I can say this one. I got a great place that goes to 100% loan to value. So if you have any equity, so if you've got 90K, a lot of places cap at 80, so you think you don't have room to touch it. But I have a place that goes to 100.
Well, I'll definitely get their info from you. But absolutely. I mean, as far as the mountain house goes, like just knowing how unpredictable, I'm like a Gemini, right? So I never know what I want to do.
Right.
But just how unpredictable I am with everything. Like this house meets my needs, this property meets my needs and stuff, but it's not like the property that I like really want to have, you know? So I might just go in there and kind of make it pretty and make it better than it is right now. And then take the money and run and then buy something that I'm actually going to hold on to for an extended period of time where I might not sell it before I own it for 6 months.
Sounds like you got a good plan. So you're in good shape.
Yeah, I just don't want to screw you, you know?
No, I appreciate it. But, you know, that's why we want to be an advisor. We're talking HELOCs. I don't do HELOCs. I don't make a dime from doing HELOCs or setting you up. But
you could have helped me buy the place, though. You could have funded the loan.
Sure.
But then I might sell it, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that you didn't. EPOs are no fun. But, and real quick on that, I meant to clarify earlier, I think it was clear about this, but early payoff, it's kind of a big trigger term. Make sure people know that only affects us as the lenders. The yeah. clients, no yeah. effect on them. They do yep. not have an early payoff. Those are gone. They were a big deal, yep. Really pre-09. There are still products that have them, but they are the unique ones. None yep. of the traditional products do. That is only something that affects us.
So if you really hate your lender,
right. right, yeah. really stick
refi
to
or yeah. something before right that 6-month yeah, exactly. term. Yeah.
yeah. The nice thing is when VA made the update to their seasoning rule, it essentially eliminated the possibility of an EPO on VA loans. So that made it really nice. VA came out with a new seasoning rule 2019 or was it 2018 that you can't refinance it until 210 days after the first payment date.
Oh, yay. So, that's good.
Yeah. And that's so that's... You. That does help. You don't really see them yeah. anymore on VA loans. And because the VA with the IRL being so easy to do to drop your rate, there was just tons of lenders that were working really hard to get people in houses, doing all the legwork up front. And then that person turn around and do an IRL, interest rate reduction loan, 2 months later. You know, that lender loses all their hard work. And the guy that did the IRL, yeah. I mean, that's no credit, no yeah. nothing needed on that loan, super easy. And so it was the right thing to do. It's helping yeah. to make sure that the people that are working hard to get service members and veterans in houses are getting to be compensated for their hard work.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not going to lie. I have sold a property before that 6-month threshold before because the lender really, really screwed up and screwed me, almost Ugh. Lost me $10,000 of earnest money, like just by not man. Doing their job, lying to me all the time. So I sold that house and I actually took a loss Ugh. On that house. Because you know what? I knew they'd have to pay back their commission. You know, that's yeah, not
you're bringing them down with
I,
you.
I'm
huh?
not. I'm not proud of it, but you know what? It is something that I knew that I could do, and I did it. It
well,
happened.
Yeah, I'm sure you made your point. I'm sure. You,
yeah. They texted me and they're like, "Hey, just so you know, like, you know, I have to like pay back my commission." I was like, "Oh yeah, fully yes, aware, fully aware." Yeah.
Yeah. I think you
just
made
so you know, you almost lost
one.
Me $10,000, right? but yeah, I think that when it comes to purchasing property, it's really important to explore absolutely every option that you have available to you. I mean, as far as your team as a whole, realtors, lenders, property types, so on and so forth. But I mean, financing is huge. And I think you guys would be really surprised to see the difference in, you know, financing, loan limits, down payments, everything else when you look at single family versus two units or four units, or are they attached or are they detached? Are they metered together or separately on utilities? Like, I mean, there's so much to look at. So while we can give you guys all of this general information that is really useful information for you guys to have, really, we need to chat with you in person and get our brains wrapped around what it is you're trying to do, what you want to be doing. But having a multifamily property, it usually does cost you a little bit more, you know, as far as money down.
Yeah, for conventional loans, yeah. absolutely. I mean, two unit properties, if you're going to occupy, you're looking at 15% down minimum. This changes a little bit between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but on the looking at the best case scenarios, if you're going to occupy a two unit, 15% down.
Yeah.
Three and four unit, 25% down. And so yeah. there's a 20%, excuse me. There's a 20% if you're going to occupy. You're okay. not going to, it's 25. And so absolutely unconventional. FHA and VA, that's one of the huge benefits. You don't yeah. have to put more down. You can yeah. buy an FHA with 3.5% down, two unit, three unit, four unit.
Love that.
VA, you can do it with no money down. And so definitely huge opportunities there for people to get some rentals while also getting a place to live. If that works for their yeah, situation, it's yeah. huge.
I mean, the house and cottage that I had that I also sold, but that property was great. I mean, I had to put 15% down, but I mean, your mortgage insurance drops off as soon as you hit 20% down or, you know, 20% loan to value or whatever. But I went in, they were total crapshoots. I renovated it. I brought in my own equity. I refinanced the property. And as soon as I refinanced the property, my mortgage insurance fell off. My yep. payment reduced itself by a couple $100 a month. And I had a good chunk of equity in the property. And then I also had the ability to bear income. So what I actually had to pay for my total cost of living in Colorado Springs, okay, was less than $900 a month, including my utilities and wow. my mortgage That's and my awesome. Insurance and my taxes and everything else, just because I had another unit that was bearing me residual income every month.
That's awesome. It's a great way to do it.
Phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. So if you have the opportunity, it's not a bad thing to explore, you
Definitely.
Know? And that's the thing about real estate. Like, take the time to dream big. Dream big, because what you do today in real estate can segue you to where you want to be at the end of your life, sitting on a beach with a margarita in hand and your beautiful wife next to you, or whatever that looks like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's and that's where I think both of us really try to be that advisor and try to help people understand their situation, not just now, but in the future, and what's going to help them get there. And, and I think you give good advice of dreaming big. I think I was just talking to somebody earlier today. They were very hesitant, saying, I've never done this before. It's my first house. So we don't know what we're doing. And the first thing I always tell people like that is you're going to be surprised how easy it actually is. Yes. Totally. Yes. We've got to get paperwork. Yes. We've got to sign forms. Yes. You got to do this stuff. But at the end of the day, to get handed a couple $100,000 that you get to turn around and use towards a house, when you really think about the magnitude of that, it really is pretty easy. What
especially
you have to
when
do.
It's beating the inflation rate, your interest rate beats the inflation rate.
I know,
yeah.
That crazy. Yeah. It's free money.
Dream big though. I think that that's a great place to close off today's segment here on the SevSell show. Is just when it comes to looking at real estate, take the opportunity to look at your life 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the line and see where you want to be. Envision it, imagine it, and work with a qualified team that is able to help segue you into that. Because the reality is in just a couple years, you can actually be there. Instead of in 50 years, you can be there in 5.
Absolutely.
It's phenomenal. So, anyways, Chris, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you as always.
I appreciate you. You guys, thank you so much for tuning into the SevSell show. I am your host, Seven Murdoch, and coming to you live again with Chris Frankmont, Guaranteed Rate. Chris, drop him your phone number.
719-337-3021.
And then if you guys have any questions, please reach out to us at SevSells@SevSells.us. And we would love to bring your question on the air on our next segment.